from agricultural audits to clean energy curriculum. Rising energy prices and the economic downturn have led to increased interest in clean and renewable energy in Colorado. Colorado State University Extension has responded with a number of programs. A major step was hiring clean energy specialist Carrie Weiner in May 2010 to develop educational resources and opportunities for all Coloradans. Among the projects Weiner worked on was a partnership with the Governor's Energy Office that placed community energy coordinators in several counties across the state. Weiner says these coordinators took a step forward by creating regional energy strategies.
A major milestone for them, I think with the exception of Custer and Fremont, is that they all had their advisory boards approve the energy strategies that they put together. And at least in the case of Gilpin and Clear Creek, they were approved unanimously by both county commissions.
Weiner says the strategies can serve as an energy roadmap.
It's a guidance document for the future. They kind of went through that and said, these are the directions that we'd like to go, and there might be an emphasis in some counties on large-scale utility projects and how do we attract those to our county. There might be emphasis, like in Gilpin and Clear Creek, there's that casino out in Blackhawk, you know, and that's a major energy user, so how do they reduce their energy use? It was basically getting a local body of people with different interests to come together and say, yeah, I can live with this going forward, and this would make sense for our community.
Weiner also helped initiate a series of 14 agricultural energy audits performed by faculty in the College of Engineering and CSU Extension's crop production specialist. Weiner spoke at a presentation about how these audits define practices that can be used across the state.
This will hopefully help farmers and other producers identify ways in which they can save money through energy conservation and energy efficiency. And then what Extension hopes to do is take the lessons that we're learning from that sample of 14 energy audits and disseminate that information where it's relevant throughout the state of Colorado.
CSU Extension is also dedicated to creating energy independence by supporting on-farm biofuel production in several locations. CSU Extension crop production specialist Jerry Johnson and Ravi Malhotra, founder and president of the International Center for Appropriate and Sustainable Technology, discussed at a presentation how on-farm biofuel production has an eye on the future.
I remember walking down the street about 6 or 7 years ago with Ravi, and we're talking about the economics of biofuel production. And Ravi says,
"You wouldn't have brought that up."
Ravi says, "It's not viable." And I kept telling him, "Well, you better work harder on it. He says, it's not viable. You better work harder." Finally, I said, "Look, Ravi, it doesn't make that much difference whether it's viable right now." I said, "What happens if, for one reason or another, there's no diesel available? Or the diesel is at such a high cost that it's practically unavailable?" Says, our whole food and feed sector depends upon a source of fuel. So if we're ever going to be able to respond to some kind of emergency like that, we have to start the research now. It may be marginal now, but we need to build that experience and that research base now to be able to respond in the future.
Nicholas Injalbert, a former PhD student under Jerry Johnson, studied the viability of using straight vegetable oil, known as SVO, as a fuel for farm equipment. SVO comes from crushing certain oil seeds, such as sunflower or canola, and Injalbert says this is already being used as fuel in his home country of France.
I've seen 3 different towns in France last summer, size of Falklands, where all their fleet run with SVO. They've been doing this for 10 years, they don't have any issue.
Injalbert also says the research he and others are performing on SVO will help foster more funding and research on the topic.
It will give us more credibility for more funding, because right now we feel every time we apply for a proposal and we say the word SVO, we have a veto from the NIL or DOE who say, "No, we're not going to fund that."
For Colorado State University Extension, I'm Kyle Garrett.